Sunday night, end of the day, the way I watched them on his part.
Last time we spoke about a few ways, last time we spoke about how a person can take medicine on Shabbos when he hasn't got really a heter to qualify for it. I mean, he's either mitzasoyi or mechashbalma. He's got a slight headache. We still need them to qualify for their tayim to take medicine on Shabbos. So we said if the food is the food which is eaten by healthy people, so some examples we gave last time were, for example, chocolate apparently helps improve diarrhea. Prunes help loosen constipation. Sweets often help in a sore throat. Chapped lips, person with oily foods. All these things are machobrian, they're normal healthy people are eating. In such a case, one's allowed to eat those foods, and even though he is intending that it helps to sore for him, Chazal won't go through in that case at all. No, you're allowed to eat it. I think they speak about a cough sweet. A cough sweet's not so simple. If someone has a cough sweet, so if he's healthy, there's no problem taking a cough. You like to take medicine if you're healthy. But someone's got a cough, then that's a refuah. I don't know what it's called. Someone told me he likes one of these coughs. Strepsils. What?
Strepsils.
Strepsils. Don't know. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure if he likes it. Right? So he wouldn't have it the whole time. But for most people, they wouldn't have it. They only have it when they've already got a sore throat, whatever it is. So then the chur is not so simple to be able to take it. A toothache. Let me speak about toothache. So to take vinegar or cloves, whatever it is, that's nickel that you're doing, that's clearly not allowed. But to have whiskey, that was what last time I in the marshal, have a glass of whiskey, Moshi. Have a glass of whiskey to swish it around your mouth, that's a poshut. That's. Mr. Brewer looks like he's Makel B'Shas Hadchak. Person's in pain. If it's a lot of pain, then he's a chodok chodok, it's a different lot of pain. It's not so much pain. Then he can swallow. He should swallow. He shouldn't go swish it around and throw it out. He should actually swallow it. That's what we said last time.
Where exactly is the hector that someone else might see what he's doing? You're holding a cup that's not a glass. You can drink whatever you want. You don't know what's inside it.
You mean it's not see-through, it's not a glass, it's not see-through glass. But one Chazal may think is there, don't distinguish that, because someone might be peeping over, you might see what you've got there. So I might come near to you, might see what you've got. Because I'll do make distinctions like this. It's very risky sort of thing. Yeah, I know. You don't want to do that so often. It's not very good. That's because I don't want that to happen. What? Well, of course, people drink vodka. I don't want to drink. Huh?
You can't
see. Oh, and you mean what are you doing with it? You're just drinking, spitting out. But most people don't do that with water.
No.
What was that? It's not very common, I don't think. I think it's common enough, I think. I don't think so. It's not my, it's not very common. Most people are switching around something to do for medicine or something like that. It's more a bit too
important. To make a salt water
infection, I think I'm gurgling around. But that's like a medicine. I'm not sure it's like a medicine, maybe. That's what are you having? Salt water. Yeah. I think it's rickets, it's a medicine. I mean, it looks like water, but I think most people know if you put water like that in your mouth, you're gargling something which has got some medicine inside there. I would have thought it should be a problem with that. But that has to look like water. It has to look like water. If it does, if it looks like water. But then, no, but again, even that header.
If you start gargling your mouth, it's much worse.
Okay, that was more or less what we spoke about last time. Vitamin tablets we spoke about. What's an interesting shout about vitamin tablets? If someone's healthy, that's no problem. If someone's ill, that's already more problematic. Sleeping tablets, also a big shout about sleeping tablets. What the halacha is about sleeping tablets? Some possibly allow it, as it's not a refuah, but a ma'aseh adus or machmir, unless, obviously, a person really doesn't go to sleep and becomes ill the next day, then that is mutter. So today's shout is a very interesting shout, actually, today. Can a goy cook potatoes for a choyla? Call a goof. Talk about Shabbat, not during the weekend, we're talking about Shabbat.
What's the Shabbat?
What's the Shabbat? What do you say?
If it's a choyla, there's needs food, there's
needs to cook. He's not a choyla, he's just a connor.
Sorry?
He's not a choyla, he's just a connor. He's a choyla, call a goof. Let's define a choyla, call a goof first. Good point.
Why is not the gentleman cooked?
Oh, Moshi, very good. Hold on, Hamish. Very good. He's Moshi with it today, Moshi. Chayr Kodakov. What's a Chayr Kodakov? A Chayr Kodakov is the per- now we're going to level number 3. So we've had up to now Mechish Baal Maslayatik. Then we have Mitzas Chayr. It's a bit more painful, crucial, not Mamish in the world. And now we're coming on to a Chayr Kodakov. Now, Chayr Kodakov is an interesting person. He's a person who's unwell to the extent that either he's bedridden, you know, actually can't function properly. He's has to go lie down. That's number one case of Chayr Kodakov. Or he's in a lot of pain, but the point is there's no point going to bed. He's not going to gain in going to bed. He might as well stay around, but he's nicer suffering quite bad pain. He's not a mummish, he's not a constafoshus, it's not life-threatening, but he's very, very uncomfortable. Have I got any examples? I don't know why I didn't write any examples down over here. What's an example? I mean, severe migraine, you can have a severe toothache, can be these people. These cases can be a Chayr Kodakov. Now, what's the deal with a Chayr Kodakov? A Chayr Kodakov is a special halachos Chazal made. Mark, I'm sure it is. Hetz number one, which we're going to speak about tonight, is that a goy could do anything for you. Remarkable hetz, you could ask a goy to do any malacha, even a malacha deraisa, for you. So someone's got a very bad migraine, he goes to the cabinet to get his tablets out, empty, nothing left. He knocks next door to Jack next door, he says, Jack, do me a favour. Can you go to the cabinet, go to Tesco, can you drive to Tesco and pick up some tablets, go and get some tablets for me? Not me, sir. You're allowed to ask him straight out. This is a hetzer. Chazal allowed you to ask the person straight out, Moishi. Can ask the goat straight out, can you go to Tesco and get some, what's it called for me?
And what
would
he say to you?
Either tell you to go somewhere, he might say, I don't know what to do. It depends what sort of relationship you've got with him. Depends what, how good you are with him. But you're allowed to ask the goat to do a malacha min hatoy for you. Remarkable halacha is actually. So an emotional, you can ask him, well, what other example I've got over here.
How
did
you find
Kolakov? So I'm telling you, someone literally goes to bed because he can't, he's this schwach.
He can't cope.
It's too much for him. He's got a bad headache, let's say, yeah? So he goes to bed.
He's got a terrible pain in his leg or his toes and his pain.
If he goes to bed, instead of calling Kolakov, the Chiddush says that he needs to go to bed, but it makes his body schwach. He feels very, very schwach. That's also called a Chayr Kodakov. Such a person like that has got hetz number one. One may ask a goy to do, what do you call it? You can ask a goy to phone, let's say, 119 if they need help. You can ask them, can you ask a goy, phone out 119, ask them what they're advised to do with the situation. He's doing a malach when I tell you, using the phone, if it is, let's say. Well, you can't do it. You can ask a goy to phone up, ask what's supposed to be, and what do you call it?
Something was to do with his choyer, not some developer.
No, I don't know. You can't ask a goy, for example, to do my business and go to my shop, no, my shopper. Yeah, no, and you can ask the goy anything which is necessary for the benefit of this choyli, that he can get better, it's going to help the choyli, then all that is mutter. This is talking about the moshul, not which you're supposed to call. It's a chayr kodakov. Someone's going to find a way. It's not life-threatening. It's very uncomfortable. Or, for example, a moshul, let's say he's got to take an injection. He's got to have someone needs to have an injection taken. So you can ask the goy to inject, take the blood out. Pashas in the malacha deraisa, because you want the blood to come out. It needs to be sent off for a sample. That is mutter to do. You may ask the non-Jew to do this. He can phone a doctor for you. It's better he speaks on the phone. I mean, that's another question about when you speak on the phone. The best thing is that the non-Jew speaks on the phone. I say, yeah, you've got this national health number, you can phone 119, I think it is, yeah? Or whatever it is, I'm not sure what the number is. But you can ask them, you can ask the non-Jew to phone for you and ask them all the questions. And once you've got this situation, what they recommend you do. If the guy does all that, that's what he's to do. Yeah? What else is there? You could turn a light on if he needs the moshul. Let's say the Chayr Kodakov, he's in bed, it's all dark in there, and he needs to read a bit, he needs to relax a little bit. So you can ask the goy, you can turn a light on for you. I mean, normally you can't ask goy to malach the rice if you don't jump. What? Push the light off. Push the light off, much easier. I'll say, even put the light on, it's a hanor, he's making a hanor for you. You can ask the goy to do anything that you need for the benefit of this choyer. That's all
much.
That's a good question. Well, pastors, once the goy does it by heta, you see when it comes to the cooking of food, there's a special example. Generally speaking, if a goy does it by heta, for the choyla. Now, don't, isn't it on the, what do you call it, to have an
oil?
What?
You can have a coffin that wasn't boiled as well.
Ah, I'm not about cooking. Cooking is a story.
So the other one you just said.
What did you say? Turn a light on? Do you want to turn a light on cooking? The light? Well, I just explained to what Sip was asking the question. There's a question.
I'm going to explain this 1 minute.
When I asked
him to a question. When I'm going to ask him, God, it was a light on for a choyla. Parshas Emor now on offer it because it was done beheta. That's called beheta. If the goy cooks for a chayla, which we're going to come to as a shem, there's a special gezeres chazal that we don't allow a healthy person to have it because we're scared that if the healthy person has it, the goy might do it special for him. He might cook special for him. That's a special halacha about cooking. But generally, everything else that the goy does, the moshe, he puts the heating on. For example, there's one person who's cold in the house, so the moshe, he puts the heating on, which is allowed to be done. Then you're allowed to have an offer. Anyone who's in that house will have an offer. It. Just by the way, before we come into this bit more detail, the goy, Chazal allowed another heta in Hilchos Choyla Korakov. That's in Shin Kav Ches Siv Yud Zayin. We'll speak about this a bit more tomorrow, but just I want to tell you the two etayim by Choyla Korakov. So heta number one by Choyla Korakov is that a non-Jew may be asked to do anything that is necessary for the benefit of the choyla, even though it involves a melacha min haTorah Moishi. And there's another heter for Choyla Korakov. Now this is for the Yid himself. The Yisroel himself now, says the Machaber, Yesh Oimrim Shemei Moisekonis Eva, Oisin B'Shinui. You can do a Malacha B'Shinui. Not Malacha, you can take a medicine B'Shinui. We'll have to see what that means. But that is a special heter which allows a Yid to do certain things for himself. We're not talking about that today. Today we're concentrating on a Goy. What the Goy can do.
So
why didn't the marshal? Someone's wife has got some infection in the marshal and she needs to start antibiotics straight away. You can ask the guy to drive to the shop, go and fetch him, pick out whatever he has to do, bring it back, you know, that his wife could take the medicine. Or himself, wherever it is, anyone, you can ask the guy to do it. Yeah? Now, the next shaila is over here. What happens if the choyla needs a nice hot cup of coffee? He forgot to put his water on. He didn't put his water on, so he wants to ask the guy to put the kettle on to have a nice cup of coffee. Are you allowed or not?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Now, I forgot to mention this to you. This is all very nice what we're saying, but if one can avoid using a guy for a choyla korakov, one should avoid it. That means if your next door neighbour has got a cup of hot water there available, it's important halacha this actually, yeah? If the next door neighbour has got water available and you can carry freely from next door to here, one should not use a non-Jew. Using a non-Jew is where you've got no option. There's no other option, you can't wait. You don't have to wait, you're not called to wait. In fact, you shouldn't wait, you can do it straight away now. But we're talking about a case of where there's no other option, which is a heter. So if your next door neighbour's got tablets, for example, or they've got a nice hot coffee next door, then you shouldn't ask the guy to put the cup of coffee on for you.
Why not?
Because mostly this is a bit of evidence. It's not ideal to use a guy. Chazal allowed it, but they prefer you avoid it. So now the shaila is that the person's at home, and let's say, I don't know why, the neighbours are away, there's no one available where he can get food from. And he wants now, the marshal, a hot cup of coffee. So he asked the guy to put the kettle on. 100% water, no problem whatsoever at all.
No.
Is there, what are you saying?
No.
Okay, let's say, can you ask the guy, the marshal, let's say, to cook some potatoes for you?
Yeah, there's no food in the house.
There's no potatoes in the house. The whole of the fields, you would benefit by a hot food. And you can't get any potatoes anywhere else. Is there a problem for the goy to cook the potatoes?
Yeah, but it's
not. What?
You can't put the gas on.
I'll put the gas on the shark, my friend. So now, I don't know who said it, but I might say, is there a problem with the shark?
Worse than
the
rice, putting on. Why is
the
difference?
That's a good question you're asking about. Chazal allowed in Hilchos Shabbos, Chazal waived the issa of Amir Lakum. But it didn't allow other issuing to be done. Lamosh, ask you a question. Good question was asked. Lamosh, let's say, for example, someone's got, what's Oscar Draponin from a goy? Let's say Stam Yayin. Is the Choyle Konakul for that drink Stam Yayin?
He needs a glass of wine.
There's no wine in the house. He needs a glass of wine.
glass of wine?
If she is. But if he's a
choyle,
he gives
mine
to his
before,
whatever he says.
No, he's not a pikuach nefesh, that's why I'm saying, right. He's not a pikuach nefesh here. He's a choyle kun aguf.
And it helps him, and it helps,
To get better, yeah.
But soothes him with a glass of wine.
No. Yeah. He should have a glass of wine.
No. Yes, why is
he
not
the
light?
He's doing it. So on this, my friend, you're right, it's a good point, you're not allowed to. Chazal don't allow any other Issur Drabonim to be done for a Chole Kol Haguf. But, now this is interesting, what about Bishul Akum? So Bishul Akum, there is a heter that Chazal allowed. Chazal allowed Bishul Akum
in this circumstance.
Well, Chole Kol Haguf, I don't know about this circumstances. I think they've got the same heter during the week. On Monday or Tuesday, the guy's in hospital, for example, and I don't know what happens, is there's no kosher food available. So you want the goy to cook some potatoes for you or whatever. Well, let's say Kosh Sheikha Tilsa. Bishul Akum is waiting for the issue. You must read this. Bishul Akum is a matchness of an issa because the food itself is kosher. It's a shayla of the person who's doing something wrong. The goy is cooking. If the food is itself also, that chazal don't know that. So again, here we've got a shayla of the goy wants to cook some potatoes or he wants some meat cooked. Obviously, we're talking about a case where you know the food's kosher, which is in your house with goy. A person's got some meat in the fridge, so he knows it's kosher, and he's watching the goy cook the meat. So there's no problem. In this case over here, for a chole kol haguf, the goy can cook up the meat. Right? So far, so good? Now, there's two things you have to ask yourself. First of all, can a yid eat that food? Another yid, a healthy person. So there's two things. So first, on Shabbos itself, that is definitely out of bounds. That is definitely out of bounds because we're worried that if you're allowed to eat the food that I go cook on Shabbos, then there's a problem that going back up more. The Shaila is, my friends, now, what happens on Motzer Shabbos? Yeah. That means the goy cook this food.
What?
You couldn't, you're not gained from the goy, you've done it yourself. What? Is talking about a case of where God did something on Shabbos. He did a malacha on Shabbos. He cut some apples off. So then we say that if you wait for a long amount of time it takes that apple school, then you can do it. But it's not going to help me. The mice did cooked by an onion. So what's the deal? Now this is a big problem, this area. I'll tell you why. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah about this. In Shin Kav Ches, let's just find this quickly. In Shin Kav Ches, special item, Moshe, for someone who's not well, Chazal allowed it. In Shin Kav Ches, so the Mishnah Berurah says like this. What's happened to Samar Gimel? Chodesh Ein Moshakonet, Mufosh Machaba, Mutter Bebishl Akum. If the goy cooks the food, you're allowed to eat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Mutter Bebishl Akum. Even though all other rabbinical isurim are also, she ain't by the corner lech or the stress, can eat some yodeh, we find in yodeh. Shani bisle any one, she ain't the sort of machmas atzma. There's nothing wrong with the food, it's a zaitic problem. Vezea choyle, mavorachorov, the choyle makes a bruch on this food, to be heterica ochel. Mashen nishala matzah Shabbos, what's left over for matzah Shabbos, osur afil the choyle atzma. It's also even for the sick person himself. Because now you can cook food yourself. Now, Moshe, you can cook potatoes yourself. Now you can cook meat yourself. Now you can cook chicken yourself. So the Mishnah Berurah, also Levashel, also for him, Levashel, I've given you extra Levashel, also they strong. Now you can cook through a yeet. So you've got no heter now to rely on the goy's cooking. V'hakelim shel bishul akum tzrichim hechsher. These kelim require hagolah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "I feel given the ikkis sura in the midrabon, daya makila shoshvon." But the event in Bishul by Kli Hakolah, for Yeshua with Tashi, right? The event something to make up. Don't run away yet, Rabbi Yisai. That's part one. In Shin Yud Ches, I'm going to leave you with this, Rabbi Yisai. In Simon Shin Yud Ches, where is it here?
Mishnah
Berurah. Oh, where is it here?
Mishnah
Berurah. Shin Yud Ches. Don't know where it is. In Shin Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is make up there by Bishul Akum. Let's see if we can find it quickly. Don't run away yet, everybody. Say, hold on 1 minute.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Moshe.
Here's your question, actually. Ask from the Shabbos. It's talking about your Dalit. Look at what this is Mishnah Ramah here. It's talking about Achoyle on Shabbos. It's also for a healthy person on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, the Bori, the Huntsman, a healthy person can't have enough from it on Shabbos. Aber Motzi Shabbos Mutzi Miyad. A Motzi Shabbos, the food's mutter. The time I came into any hood to Bishlam Heta. Since the yid, the goy cooked the heta, loy boil a hunt before she yasu. You don't have to wait before she yasu. The gam loy gozu bezerem shum Bishlam any hoodie. And there was no bezerem Bishlakum. Now that is the chayra astira. That is the chayra contradiction of Bishlam Rura, which Rabbi Yisrael is going to give me a good answer tomorrow, hopefully. All right, boys, sir.
What's the chapter in verse? Sorry. Where does it say that? Sorry. Where does it say that?